Okay, today's daf Mem Gimel. We're on the top of Mem Gimel, top line. Most of today has nothing to do with Yevamos. Well, most of it. It's not an easy daf either. So here's the story. We ended up saying yesterday that if there's a machlok, if there's a stam, what was it? There was a stam mishnah, but a machlok isn't a brisa, we pass on like the stam mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to say, is that true? Amalei, so he said back to him, who said to who? Rav Nachum said to Rabbi Avo, is that true? But none. But we learned in a Mishnah in, I think it's Mesechta Kalim. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Misarek shel pishtan. Let's say you have a brush or a comb made out of pishtan. It's four pishtan, it's made out of metal.
Right.
The teeth are made out of metal. So it's a masarik shel pishtan, a brush made out of metal. It's to comb flax. Shenitlu shinav, you remove the teeth. V'neshtayru bo shtayim, and you leave two teeth. Tameos, it's still tamei. Why? Because it still functions. V'achas, if there's one left, tahora. Now the thing is tahor because it's not a kli. V'kulam shenitlu achas achnes b'fnei atzman tameos. And by the way, if you remove each tooth by itself, each tooth is tamei. Why? So Rashi says in the last wide line, tamei'a, shiru'uya l'ner, you can use it to clean out a candle. Oh, l'mituach, I don't know, l'farosh begadim, to get rid of bugs from clothing, ochut zumizu, or you can use it for a string. As some purposes. So it is tamei itself. Shel temer, what if it's to comb wool? Shenitlu, shinav, and then that's not made out of metal. Shenitlu, shinav, achas, mi bein tayim.
No, it's that's metal, no?
What? No, I don't think so. Shenitlu, shinav, achas, mi bein tayim. You take out the teeth in between. Tahar, it's tahar. Right? In other words, what that means is every three teeth, you take out the middle tooth. That's what it means. Every three teeth, you take out the middle tooth. Then it's tahar. Neshtayru bo gimel b'mokom echad, tamei. But if you leave three in one spot, it's still tamei. Ha'isachitzona, if it's on the outer one, the outer layer of the comb, achas mehen tahar. Even one is tahar. Nitlu beis, if you remove two, vasan. Nitlu beis vasan lemalaket. What does that mean? Oh, right. Nitlu beis. If you remove two vasan lemalaket and you make that into tweezers, tomatoes, it's tame. Why? Because it has a function. Achas one v'iskina l'ner o lemituach tamei. Again, one. But you have in mind you can use it to clean out candles. It's also tame. V'kaimalan, and we learned that halacha goes to mishnah. We don't pass on that mishnah. So not
it's a
stam
mishnah.
Even though it's a stam mishnah. So you see, we don't pass him like that. Amalei. So he answered back, Barmine, leave that one alone. Hahi, dahi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Amri Tavayu, Zu ain't a mishnah. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both said, that's not a mishnah. My time, or why not? What's wrong with that mishnah? In other words, it's not authoritative to begin with. So the fact that we don't pass like that doesn't disprove our rule. The whole Mishnah is not a Mishnah. Why not? Amar Vuna, Bar Manoach, Mishum, Mishmei Davidi, Berei Davika, Mishum, Dekashia, Reisha, Laseifa. Because the truth is, if you think about it, the whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The Reisha and Laseifa don't make any sense. Why? Diktani, it said, Shel Tzemer, it said if it's used, if it's a comb or a brush to comb wool, Shenitlu shinav achas mi bentayim. If you remove one out of three teeth, tahar, it's tahar. Ha, nishtayar bo shnayar makom echad, tamei. But, which implies, that if two would be there in one spot from in the beginning, it would be okay. Vahadar tani, then it learned, then it taught. Nishtayaru bo gimel, if you remain with three, tamei. Gimel in, shtayim lo. Three yes and not two. So which one is it? Is two good or is two not good? So the whole mission doesn't make any sense.
That Temer, we're talking about the removing the...
That was within Temer. That was within Temer. So one part, one statement implied two is no good, and one statement, two is good. The first statement implied two is good, and the second statement implied two is no good. Which one is it?
But in Temer, we said in the first minute, in the Havina,
yeah,
we said that there were three, he took out the middle ones, but the two were separate.
Correct. We're not talking about that statement. We're not talking about that statement. The next statement there, what was the next statement? Nishtayrubo gimel b'makom echad tamei.
Yeah, because
what if it's two? What if there's two? It says nishtayrubo gimel. There are three, and what if it's two? It's mashma, it would be a problem.
Right?
Then we said, if you have two, it's okay. Which one is it? Right? It's a stira in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, umay kasha, what's a bikasha? What's the kasha? Dilma maybe. Ha. Big vaina, big vaisa, ha, vaisa means inner, ha, bibraisa, and the one means outer. What does that mean? So says Rashi, it's in the Rashi of Vaha. So the Rashi of Vaha has a half about 6-7 lines of pshat. Then he says, Lashon Achar v'hu Iker. I have another pshat, but this is the main pshat. You see that in the Rashi there. It's like a two dots in the middle of the Rashi. He says, Bigvaisa ubraisa, inner and outer. What does that mean? Shtei shuros, shinim, shinayim. Two rows of teeth. Yeish lemasarek shel temer. Lemasarek shel temer. That you have for the comb or the brush of temer. Chitonos upanimios. Outer and inner. Hachitonios, the outer ones, ikar. Those are the main brushing. Vahamalacha, that's the ikar malacha tzuluyim behen. Upnimios, and the inner ones, that's liklot hatzemer shlo yipol. It's like some secondary,
backup.
Yeah. Hilchach, therefore, chitzonios, and the outer ones, tzarach gimel b'makom echad. You need three. Why do you need three? That's the main function. That's the main combing. Vipnimios, daim betu, bebeit. And the inner one, it's only just to help. That only that two is enough. Not a steer at all. It's a bikasha. Not a steer at all. Elamehacha. No, the reason why this mission is no good is from the following problem. What does it say? Diktani. It said, Vikulan, all of them, Shenitlu achas, achas bifnei atzmo, tameoth. It said, if you remove each one, it's tame. Why? Because it has a function. Va'afagav delo tehatkina. Even if you didn't have that in mind. Right. Ema Sefer, but in the Sefer it said, Achas, if you remove one, Viskina, and you have it in mind, Laner, Olamituach, Temea. Right? Right? Hiskina in, Lo Hiskina Lo.
Right.
If you have it in mind, good, if not, not. So the whole mission doesn't make any sense. This mission is not authoritative anyway. So the Gemara says, Amar Bayu, Umay Kushya, Osibikasha. Dilma maybe. Ha biktiyahu and ha below kitiyahu. What does that mean? What's kitiyahu? Kitiyahu means if it came with a base. Handle, exactly, a handle. In other words, when you break off the tooth, do you break off part of the handle also? So you have some way to hold it? So it says Rashi, bikitayu, shenatal ima chatichas eight. You remove it with a piece of eight. Vehi nazis la base yad. That becomes a handle. Ain't a tzricha tikkun acher. You don't have to have in mind. When you make a kli, you make a chair. I have to have in mind l'shem yichud of making a chair? No, it's a chair. So when I take a piece off the comb and I take a handle also, I don't have to have in mind it's a kli. If I take a teeth without the handle, what is that?
Oh, you said that's for the clean out.
Correct, but since it's an abnormal thing, yeah, you can find a function with it. You can find a function with anything, but that's the rule of Hilchas Tumah. When you're making a made up kli out of something, you have to have in mind to do it. Just start breaking off a tooth would be most people would say, "I'm breaking it." No, I'm not breaking it. I need teeth for my neiros. Okay, that's fine. Then you have to have in mind. If you make a handle with it, you don't have to have in mind. You made a kli. Okay. So what's in Vinkasha? Amr of Papa, another kasha. Well, my kushya, another problem. What's a big kasha? Dilma, maybe. Ha. in the Seifa when we said that if you don't have in mind, it doesn't work. It doesn't become a tumah. Bekatinta. That's where it's a tiny piece. It's a tiny thing. So nobody uses that nobody uses that tiny teeth. Nobody uses that to clean out neighbors. It's too small. You want to? You have to have special kavana. Ha, be'alimta. But when you do, when don't you need tikkun? It's large, the massive tooth. Everybody uses that to clean out. I don't need special kavana. So what's the big kash? It's not a steer at all. But Rashi says it here. No, Rashi doesn't say anything.
According to this one, you don't need a handle.
Exactly, you don't need a handle. Different chiluk. The difference was whether or not the tooth was big or small. Right. Either way, I have a very rational, reasonable way to explain the discrepancy. What are you jumping? It's not a Mishnah. Don't worry about that Mishnah. It's not authoritative. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. It makes perfect sense. Right? It makes perfect sense. What's a big kasha? Ella, the answer is, now I didn't look up the Mishnah in Kehilah. I wonder if it says this. Ella Bishum, the Mistaime Bey, Dafkani Zudiv Reb Shimon. Because the Mishnah says this is only Reb Shimon. The whole cathinomet of Gemara, hacking with the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says straight out it's not anonymous. Right? The Mishnah says it's not anonymous. It goes like Reb Shimon. The Mishnah then says like Reb Shimon. So who? Why does Mishnah? Why does whole Gemara go more than one line? Well, they nip it in the bud right there. So the answer is probably because it was by heart. It wasn't written down. So did that Mishnah have an anonymous person there or not? So they go through this whole. What are you talking about? The Mishnah says it's Reb Shimon's no author.
So you don't have to follow it.
What?
You don't have to follow it because it's not a Mishnah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think they know the conclusion in these discussions.
Many times they do.
This is a way of...
It's an exercise.
...explaining the mission.
Correct. That was such an obvious answer.
Yeah,
such an obvious... Is that mission anonymous? No, it's not anonymous.
Right, but that's why it's a mechanism to explain the mission.
Right. I hear you. Okay, next.
But the whole point here was to say that the stam and the machlokas goes according to the stam.
Right, so we ask the kasha, but what about this mission? It's not true? No, this mission is not a Mishnah. Why not? I'll tell you five reasons why it's not. But it's not, all those reasons
but,
we...
But it's not a stam.
Correct.
So, I mean, it doesn't get off...
Exactly. So that's what I already said. Either what I said, that it was by heart, so they didn't really remember. Maybe it was a stam Mishnah. That it wasn't Stam, or like Ari said, that it's just an exercise to go through explain the Mishnah. Now we know this Mishnah very well, but there's so many ways to explain it. Okay. Shalach Rav Chiya Bar Abin Ma'arsin Toch Gimel. Like we said yesterday, you're allowed to have Arisin during 3 months. What's Arisin? Arisin's nothing. Not going to lead to any problems. What? It's a commitment, that's all it is. V'chein Osin Ma'isa. And there was a Ma'isa like that. Right? V'chein Otsin Ma'isa, right? V'chein Hayy Rabbi Elazar Melamdenu Mishum Rabbi Chanina Hagadol Rubo Shel Rishon. You don't even need 3 months. It's Rubo Shel Rishon. V'Rubo Shel Shlishi. V'MC Shalim. So you need a little bit of the first month. Rov. You need Rov. You need 16 days, then 30 days, another 16 days, right?
Essentially, it's 2 months.
Right? Amemar Shara Li Ares Biom Tishim. Amemar, let the Arusa get married on day 90.
Arusa? Why only?
What?
He argues,
right. Not day 90, day 90. Amale Ravashi Lamemar, Faravu Shmuel Darmit Avayu, Tzvichil Ahadr Shlosha Chadashim, Chutz Miyom Shemesbo, Vachutz Miyom Shemesarasibo. No, the day of death doesn't count, and the day of the engagement party doesn't count. So how could you let getting married a day early? How could you allow it? Hahu leinyan meinekes itmar. That's by a nursing woman. Derav uShmuel Darim Tavar Tzvichel Havdin Chavtal Chadashim Chutz Biyom Shidol Abov Chutz Biyom Shinatarso. That's a different halacha. That's 24 months. That's a different thing. That's about the nursing that we said. We don't want a new person to marry the woman while she's nursing because we're afraid she'll get pregnant. The baby, the whole thing. That's when they said. They didn't say it about this. They said it about that. But what are you talking about? There was once a party, somebody made an engagement party, they made a vart on the 90th day. And Rava came and ruined the whole Suda. He shut it down. Why? Because it was too early.
So the, 90 full days.
So it wasn't 90 full days. So the Gemara answers, no. Hahi, Suda's Nisu and Havana. That was a wedding. That wasn't a vart. A vart would have left. That was a wedding. That was a big wedding. That was too early. They came and shut it down. V'hilchasa, the halacha is, again, we say v'hilchasa, I don't know how we pass in these cases, they do come up. Tzrichin, not the tzrichin lahamtin, chavta al-chodesh, chutz b'yom shenolabo, v'chutz b'yom shenetarisabo. I don't know if we pass like that halacha, that a woman who's nursing can't get married for 2 years. I don't know about that.
Nowadays, maybe, I don't know.
That is a halacha. If a divorced woman, or if there's an almana, or if there's a yivama, if it does happen today, they have to wait 3 months. I could be, she's 80 years old, and why can't she get married? Right? Why not? Because it's a low plug. What? Exactly. Not including the day of death, not including the day of the engagement.
Right. But how about
the Arizona,
though? We don't say
Arizona, I don't know. Okay.
Situation like that,
they
make a difference.
I think it is Arizona, by the way. I think that's 3 months even for Arizona. No?
Nobody.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to get married within 3 months anyway today. Okay, next. Chutz min halmana. Then Rabbi Yossi said that any woman can get married whenever they want, and an erusin, not an almana, right?
He argued with what we just said.
Correct. He says erusin's not a problem. Erusin's not a problem, except for an almana. What's the problem with an almana? Because she's an avelis.
Right.
So how long is she an avelis for? What? 3 months?
No, a month.
A month.
30 days.
A month, right? So here we go. Chutz min almana. Rav Chista asked the kasha. Kal v'chomer. I have a kal v'chomer. Why she doesn't have to wait so long? What's the kal v'chomer? Uma makam she'asur l'chabes. In a situation where it's asur to take a haircut. Where's asur to take a haircut? I'm tired to do laundry. When's it asur to do laundry? During the 9 days. Nevertheless, mutli yareis. You're allowed to have erusin in the 9 days. You can't have the suin, but you can have erusin. So makom shemutur lechabes. So in a time when she's allowed to take a laundry, when the month after shiva, can a person who's lost a relative do laundry after shiva? Of course. Ain't no din shemutur liyares. So can't she get engaged? You're not waiting 3 months anyway, because if erusin holds, you don't have to wait for erusin. So what's the amount of different? During the 9 days, not a din like that. Take him over here, it's a din like this. Right? During the 9 days, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to get engaged.
Right.
So here, she's allowed to do laundry, she can't get engaged?
Logical
kal v'chomer.
It's part of a veil. That's
not how we wait. What is a veil? That's not the pregnancy.
No, but the 9 days.
No!
This is all
right.
I got
that.
Because the 9 days, the reason why you can't do laundry in the 9 days is because of avelus. And the reason why she can't get married is because of avelus.
But you gotta add all the other part anyway.
What other part?
She's gotta wait 3 months.
No, Rabbi Yossi doesn't have to. Only Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, but now Mala has to wait because of avelus. What's she waiting for? You wanna tell me she has to wait a week? I hear a week. Why is she waiting 3 months?
Yeah.
Right? I said earlier because it's like a. It's not nice to the seat.
I said
what? I thought they said
earlier. We never said that.
No.
No.
You think about it.
We never said that.
Way back when the person introduces.
No, we never said that. No, we said that she has to wait because she's in a velus. It's not appropriate when you're in a velus. So there's two things. First, there's halachas. When you're in a velus, you're not allowed to do certain things. After that, you're right, it's not such a nice thing to do. So I don't know if that applies.
So what does that have to do with laundry?
But she's not to do laundry.
No, my point is that laundry.
So how long does it go that it becomes not appropriate? When does that not appropriate just go away? People lose relatives and get remarried. They lose their husband, they lose their wife, and they get remarried, right? So if they do it the day after Shiva, everyone raises eyebrows. If they do it a year later, nobody says anything. Well, they don't have to be single forever. So how long do they have to wait? So the halacha says 7 days. That's the halacha.
3 months.
Rabbi Yossi says 3 months.
So but that's very long. That's very long. The Gemara is saying it's very long.
Really?
Yeah. 3 months to get engaged? So, yeah.
Of course, it doesn't look good. Not halachically, it's a different thing.
Mayhi, what's this all about? Ditnan, we learned in Tainus, Shabbos, Shechal, Tisha B'Av, Besocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asr L'Saper, you can't take a haircut, Ulechabes, you can't go do laundry, B'Chamishi Mutrim Nekavet Shabbos. But if it's a Thursday for Shabbos, you could. V'Tanya, and we learned, Kodem Azman Zeh, before that Zman, I think that means from the 9th of Av till Shavuot Shechalbo. I think that means from Rosh Chodesh Av, from Rosh Chodesh till Shavuot Shechalbo, Ha'am mima'atin be'iskehem, you lessen your work, v'lisa melisa melitein, from doing business, milibinos, from building, v'lenatoa, from planting, u'ma'arsin, from getting engaged, right, less simcha in the world. Aval, but low content, you for sure can't have a wedding, for sure can't do it in the suin, v'ein osin sudas erisim, and you can't have even a sudas erisim, right?
No, Uma Arsin
says
they can do
Erisin.
Uma Arsin means they can do
Erisin. Correct. Uma Arsin, they can do Erisin.
Just don't have
this. So Rav Chis's kasha is a very good kasha. Why can't, why on earth, why you have to wait 3 months? Even in the 9 days you can get engaged. Why can't you have to wait 3 months?
Then why a month?
What?
Why are you waiting a month?
Right, so I'm not sure how long he said to have to wait.
All we're doing is attacking the Kalach Haimanis.
We're not attacking the Kalach Haimanis, we're supporting it.
Exactly. I think you learned this once before, that the reason that you're allowed to get engaged is you don't want somebody else to marry her.
Correct. The Gemara does not say that today.
No, it's just saying, why does he have to make her wait a month for the Almana? Let her get engaged right away. She can do laundry, she can get engaged.
Right, so they, the Masifta says that she has to wait 30 days to get remarried, according to Biosi. Anybody can get engaged right away. She has to wait 30 days. Why she has to wait 30 days?
For engagement.
Engagement. 3 months. Everyone holds that. For engagement. Why does she have to wait a month? By avails, you don't have to do that. No halacha like that. So that strengthens the Kal v'Chomer. What's the difference? You see here, it's mutter. So Gemara says, Ki tanya hahi, that brisa was talking about kodem de kodem. Not that brisa, which allowed engagement, was not talking about Shavuot Shechalbo, it was talking before that time. Kodem de kodem, before that time. What's before that time? From the Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavuot Shechalbo. That's what this Bryson was talking about. So don't ask me, well, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Kal v'Chomer. It's not true. Because on Shavuot Shechalbo, it is also to take a haircut, also to laundry, and also it's also to get engaged. It is also. They both go hand in hand. So therefore, it's not a Kal v'Chomer. How come during the 9 days, it's not true? They're both also. Shavuot Shechalbo we're talking about.
There's no right from doing laundry.
Exactly. So Amar Rava said, V'kodim l'kodim l'an Kal v'Chomer. The same Kal v'Chomer. Same Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? Ma makom sha'asa lisa v'litein. During the time when you're not allowed to do business. Mutul la'areis. That's from Rosh Chodesh Av till Shavuot Shechalbo. You're supposed to lessen business, but you're allowed to get engaged. So makom sha'mutul lisa v'litein. This almana now, she's in day 18. She allowed to go to work? Her husband died 18 days ago. She allowed to go back to work? Of course. So ain't din sha'mutul la'areis. So can't she get engaged? So the Gemara says, "No lo tema de Rabbi Yosi Omar kol hanashim yiz arsu." So we have to change the Mishnah. It's such a good kasha that it can't be. The Rabbi Yosi said that a woman, an almana, has to wait 30 days to get engaged. It can't be. Why? There's no reason to make her wait. We don't make 9 days not to halacha like that. So lo tema de Rabbi Yosi Omar kol hanashim yiz arsu. Don't say the Rabbi Yosi said all women can get engaged. Ela Ema changes to say, Kol Hanashim Yinasu. All women can get married. You hear this? That changes everything.
At once.
What?
At once. Right away.
Right away. V'leth lei l'Rabbi Yosi l'havchin. And doesn't Rabbi Yosi say you have to wait to make sure who the father of the baby is? Right. And you need to know that? Let's lay. He doesn't hold from that. Doesn't hold from that problem. What?
Another couple of
exactly. How do you explain that? Leslie doesn't hold from it? Right?
So why is chutz almana?
What?
Why is chutz almana?
Because of avelus.
There's a velus, a separate thing.
Nisuin.
What? No, we're talking about Nisuin now.
No, we're talking
Nisuin. Okay. So
I don't know. So maybe it might be. I don't know. But that's different. That's different than Arison.
He said a month.
He said a month. We said a month. That's different now because now we're not talking about Arison. We're talking about Nisuin. So there's no model for that from Tisha B'Av.
We've been saying 3 months.
But he doesn't care. But he doesn't care about Avchana. Right. Everyone else can marry right away.
Right.
No reason to wait 3 months. You don't have to wait 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm not just in a veil, just to wait. V'bayisim or all of Islay. No, of course he holds. Of course he holds. You have to wait 3 months for normally. Of course. What's going on over here? The Amor of Yossi, Omer, Kol Arusos, Gerushos, Yinasu. All Arusos that are divorced can get married. In other words, they were divorced, so they were never had Nisuin. So what do they have to wait through? There's no problem of Havchana. Only those are the ones that can get married. In other words, there's no issue of not going to know who the father is. Why? Because they were divorced. In other words, a man gave an erusin to a woman, realized it was a massive mistake, he gave her a get. Now, do I have to wait 3 months to remarry her? Of course not. What for? Ihachi, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the exact same thing. Right? So Gemara answers, Ikke Benayhu, the difference is, Ikke Benayhu, Nisua Li'ares. Can a Nesua get Erison? We just said now that an Aruso can get Nisuin. What about a woman who was happily married, and then unfortunately her husband died, not died, he divorced her. She didn't see it coming. So does the guy have to wait now 3 months to get Erison? What about that? So we've been reading all along. The Tanakhama said you can't do that. You have to wait 3 months, and then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said it's not a problem. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nisua Muteres La'ares. A Nisua is Mutter to an Arusa. Rav Yossi Savar Nisua Asura La'ares. That Nisua is Asur to an Arusa. So complicated here. Now for Savar Rabbi Yossi Nisua Arusa La'ares. Did Rabbi Yossi really say that? As I said, Nesua Asur Li'ares, that a Nesua is Asur to get Erison. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Anashim is Aris Nechus Ben Almanah Ben Evil. What do you mean? The mission has been black and white. He said anybody can get Erison, not an Almanah because she's an Avelis. The Kama Evil Shalah, how long is the Avelis? Shalashim Yom? 30 days? The Kul on all of these women, Lo Yinasu Achihe Ben Gimel Chadashim, they can't get married for 3 months, right? So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yossi says in black and white that and Arusa is allowed to get Nisuin. Right? So what are Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda arguing about? Hi, my Kushya. So now the Gemara says, it's on Akasha. I lema diktani, Rabbi Yosef Omar, kol hanashim yis arsu. If you want to tell me that we're reading that, I lema diktani, that this is a brisa. Diktani Rabbi Yossi Omar Kol Hanashim Yis Arsu. If the Brice has said all women can get engaged, Mi Alima Mi Masnisen. That's no different than the Mishnah Dal Kimna Barusos Girushos Yinasu. We're talking about women that are divorced. They can get Arusin because there's no issue. Hachanami Kol Arusos Girushos Yinasu. That's not a problem. Ella mi seifa. The seifa is the problem. Why? What is saying the seifa? The Tani said over there, the kulam, all these women, lo yinasu, they can't get married, achihu lehen gimel chadashim, until they wait 3 months. That's fine. In subehu delo, they can't get married. Ha, isteruse shaper dami. Can't they get engaged? Why can't they get engaged? Nothing's going to happen anyway. Just get engaged.
According to who is this now?
According to Rabbi Yossi.
Why do the other ones argue then? Why do they say you can't get engaged even right away? What's the issue? Why do the other ones argue in Rav Yossi that they can't even get engaged?
Because it's low plug. We said it's low plug. Even to get engaged.
Yeah.
Then we said people are going to think that all these Xeris. For Arison. So now, if you look back to the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda said the exact same thing. The only thing Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda seemed to be arguing about in the Mishnah was about an Almana. But now we got rid of that. So now, what's the issue? So Amar Rava, Tarvitz Ve'emahachi, say it like this. Rabbi Yossi Amar, call Arusos All Arusos, Gerushos, that are divorced, Yinasu, can get married. Why can they get married? Because there's no issue of Havchana, because they didn't wear married anyway. We're not going to have a kasha who the father is. They weren't married anyway. They were divorced. Chutz min almana b'bnei evil, except for an almana.
But you have to wait. You have to cash. You have to wait 3 months.
No, for
not to Averson.
She's only an arusa.
No, she was only an arusa. She was never married. She was never consummated the marriage. V'kama evula shala shloshim yom. How long is that avelus? 30 days. V'nisuos. What about nisuos? Lo yisarsu. They can't even get engaged. Ad shihu lehen shlosha chadashim. Until they wait 3 months. Yes. Now we're changing it. Valmana mina Arison. Now one second. What about an almana from Arison? She got engaged and her husband died. For me, instantly, there isn't even avails for that. There's no avails on that. They're not really married. Vatani Rabchia Barami. We learned what Rabchia Barami said. We had this a little while ago. Ishto Arusa. If you marry an Arusa, lo onen, and then she dies.
He
dies. What?
He
dies. We'll do both. She died. No, she dies first. Lo onen, there's no onen, right? So, here's a question. What's the difference between Arison and Asuin? What's the difference? So, first of all, living together is one difference. Right. What are the differences?
There's no
inheritance.
Inheritance might be avelus. Very few things.
Sure.
What? No, I think you might have to support her after a while.
After
Arison, yeah. If he drags his feet, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right. So, does he have to have, is there a veilus? No. Lo onen, lo matamila. Doesn't have to arrange her funeral. Doesn't have to be matamila for her if he's a kohen. V'chein hi, and so too she. Lo onenes. She doesn't have din of aninas for her. V'lo mitame lo. And she doesn't have to become tame for him. Remember we said what that means? Because there's no issue of tumah by a bas kohen. So what does this mean?
Right.
What does this mean? So Rashi said it means on regel.
What?
Rashi said it meant by the regel.
Oh.
Right? The mesa, if she dies, in a yarsha, he doesn't inherit. Mes who, if he dies, go with tzuvasa. She does collect her tzuva. Interesting. She does collect her tzuva. Anyway, what do you see from here? There's no velus altogether. No velus. What do you mean almana? There's no such thing. She has to hold almana. She can't get married right away. She can't get remarried. Why not? Ella, tanoihi. You know what the answer is? It's all things in the machlokas tanoim. So let's look at the Rashi on the bottom over there. It's the first wide line. Ella tanoihi. Hopefully we can make this make sense. You see what it says on the bottom over there? La'olam kidetanim masnithim. Okay, we'll go back to what the Mishnah said. Kol hanashim yisarsu. All women can get engaged. Ukidet bavarshinan bereish shmaitim. And this goes back to what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the story, the anasuos koi. We're talking about women that are normal women. Not that they got divorced from being heirs and forget, that's a very unusual thing. Normal women. The evil ikibanayu. And the difference between them is, as we said, avelos. That's how we started off. Then we said, we got rid of that, so we said, what's the difference between the two of them? So we come with these crazy cases. Says the Gemara, forget all that. V'ashmi'inan de'erisin bimei evel osir. And the Hachidish is that even erisin during avelos is osir. Ah, v'dikokashalach, kodam asman, diktoni, ume'erisin tanoihi, de'ikalaman de'osir. Someone's going to osir that. Here we go, back to the Gemara. D'tanya, mirosh chodesh v'yadatainis, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, Ha'am, mimatin, miyiskeyem, milisa, umilitain, milibanos, vulinatoa, umiliores, umilisa.
Everything.
Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av, besocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, also lasaper, you also can't, what's added to the list? You can't take a haircut. Ulechabes, right? V'yesh omrim, kol chodesh asr. The whole month is asr. Okay?
Till Tisha B'Av.
What? Till
Tisha B'Av
is
the whole month.
No, till Tisha B'Av. By the way, what do you see from here? Somebody held, you can't even get engaged.
Right.
That's not what we said in the Manal. And Rabbi Yossi holds just like that. Maskeflor of Rashi, Mimai de Le'eris, Le'eris Mamish. How do you know? Listen to this Gemara, Mati. How do you know the Erisin means Erisin Mamish? The Dilma Lema'abet, that's Erisin Huda Aser. If it means having a big party, a suda that you can't do, engagement party, Holy Ares, Shaper Dummy. But the actual engagement, that's okay. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, the one second, it doesn't make any sense. Because then what about by the wedding part? Milisa, Vilisa, when it said you can't get married, does that mean also, Lincha Nami, Lemevet Suas Nisuan Huda Aser? That it means a wedding? Halincha, Halisa, Shaper Dummy? But without a wedding, you go to some the wrong study, that would be okay? That can't be, right? Hachi Ashta? How could you compare the two? Bishloma Nisuin, below Suda, Ika Simcha. Yeah, and a Suin without a Suda,
still a Simcha.
El Erisin below Suda, Miyika Simcha? What kind of Simcha is that? To have Erisin without an engagement party? That's not a Simcha. So they're not comparable. You hear this? So therefore, it's impossible. It's impossible to argue that it only means a suda. And then well, what about by Nisuin? No, by Nisuin doesn't have to mean a suda. You don't need a suda to be happy with that. You're married, right? But by Erisin, it has to.
Is there a riot for an engagement party?
What?
Is there a riot for an engagement party?
Yeah. No, no. So when it says Erisin. What?
Yeah.
No, by the way, so just the opposite. It could very well be that when it says you can't get engaged during the 9 days, it means a party. Because without a party, there's no simcha. It means a party. What about by Nisuin? No, by Nisuin, it's simcha even without a party. But by Erisin, it's only the simcha, only for the party. So maybe it means you can't have a party. And to do it without a party, it would be mutter. Ella Amar Ravashi, here's the answer. Shiny Avelus Chadasha. You cannot compare Tisha B'Av, which happens every year, to a woman whose husband died. It's not comparable. You said that earlier. You can't compare every year Tisha B'Av. So how come I'm allowed to do laundry? I'm allowed to get engaged in the 9 days. It's every year the same story. It's every year. You can't compare the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, which is every year, to the Avelus of a woman's husband died, which is not every year. One's Avelus Yishana, it's old veil, it's old news, and this is a terrible tragedy. How come the Kavachomer? There's no Kavachomer. There's no Kavachomer. The whole Kavachomer is not a Kavachomer. You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing old Avelus to new Avelus. And also, the shiny Avelus de Rabim, yeah. And Avelus de Yachid. You can't compare Tisha B'Av, which is a national Avelus, to this guy, Nebuch, who died. Rashi says, Amar Vashi, Lo Tukma Kitanoi. You can't say it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Because we said that the only issue is the simcha of the party, not the actual engagement. That we said does not. Rabbi Yossi modibahi de ma'arsin. Rabbi Yossi would agree you can have arisin. Aye, the kashloch kavachomer who? It's a kavachomer. I can do all these things in the 9 days, and I can't do all these things in the 9 days, but I can get engaged. So how come when I'm allowed to do laundry, I can't get engaged? Doesn't make any sense. No! Shiny bin Avelus Chadasha de Tisha B'Av, Davi Avelus Yishana. It's old Avelus. Vavelus de Rabim. It avails the Rabim Hilgach Kila. It's more makel. You're allowed to get engaged in the 9 days. You're allowed to. It's more makel. Tosas is the exact opposite. What?
People get a hip to shave on 9 days. Nobody gets a hip to shave.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you walk into work and they ask you, well, how come you're not shaving today? Oh, because I lost a relative. Nobody will say boo. And you walk in the Erev Tisha, how come you didn't shave? Well, because 2,000 years ago the temple got destroyed. What kind of thing is that? Right? So when it comes to a relative and people pack a don't shave and they come to work like that, no one says a word. And on Tisha B'Av, everyone's busy shaving Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's a different thing. We all feel that way. We all feel it. Forget halachically. Even emotionally, we all feel that way. Right? So that's exactly the point. So that's why Rabbi Yossi said it's different. Rabbi Yossi said Amana has to wait. It's a Kavachomer from Tisha. It's not a Kavachomer at all. Why? That's public. First of all, it's a national thing. It's a more makel. And also, it's every year, and this is only one time it happened to this woman, Nebuch. So Rabbi Yehuda even matter than Almana.
A separate note, a divorce. The husband can get married right away?
Yeah. He can marry them at the same time.
What?
He can marry them at the same time. No. He can marry two men at the same time.
Let's say nowadays.
Yeah, even nowadays. Does a bezin make them wait today? I don't know. Or Rabbi would know the answer to that question. I don't know.
The wife waits, yeah.
I don't see why, but it could be they made some gzeira that they should be equal. I don't know. All right, so we'll stop here. Yeah. We shouldn't stop. We should do the Mishnah. What? If we do it anyway tomorrow, it's fine. Everybody have a wonderful day.